Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was chafed in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Psalms 51, 1 through 12. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. Tuesday, November 20th, in the Dayton, Ohio area. And time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great at this time. You know, yesterday at this time, this day was not even much promise. But God, with his tender mercy and his love for us, gave us that are alive and now on this side of heaven another chance, another time, and a second chance to get it right with him. We're so thankful that the Lord gave us this benefit of this day. And we all can say, as David said in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. We are glad and delighted to bring you this program at this time. We're here at Chatting from the Word. We pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Here from Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we hear Chatting from the Word are glad to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. So I said it's 2 o'clock, and are you ready to hear another podcast of Chatting from the Word? We're so delighted to come to you at this time and to chat with you about God's word, to chat with you about the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you ready? Portion of God's word. I hope that you are today. I hope Brother Oscar is not spinning his wheels in vain. I hope that this program have given you the fortitude to keep on living for Jesus Christ. In a world that believes in everything, in a world that don't know what to believe half the time, we hope and pray that chatting from the Word is giving you that extra push to say, I want to shine, and I want my light to shine brightly, and let the world see Jesus in me. You know, I believe that's important today because, you know what? One of these days, this world is going to end. One of these days, the system that we live under is not going to be here anymore. And the question we need to be asking ourselves, if this system one day is not going to be here, then what? Then what? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Even at the point of death, where some say that's the end. But what we should say as Christians, no, it's not the end, it's the beginning. Because once we die, and once God come back for his body, and at judgment day, the answer, what would be our answer? What would be our answer? Or what would God say to us? Would he say to us, welcome home? Or would he say, I never knew you? That is why I am so glad to bring this program to you at this time to encourage you to keep on keeping on for the Lord. Because even Oscar, Brother Oscar tells you, it's so important that you keep your light shining and shining brightly for the Lord. You know, we here at Chatting from the Word, we are a praying church, and we love to pray around here. We love to pray because we recognize that that is the way we communicate with the Father. That is the way we talk with God. And the way God talks with us is through his Word, is through having faith and having trust, having the fortitude and love for his word. And Paul said in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, 17, 18, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And if you have a prayer request at this time, you can call me. The area code is 657-383-0883. You can call me with your prayer request because this is what this program is all about. It's not about my program, the host, but it's your program also. So if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, the number is area code 657-383-0883. All right, we're going to pray at this time. Our Father, which art in heaven, our great God that sits high and looks low. Father, we come to you in the humblest way we know how. with our heads bowed and our hearts and our minds lifted up to you, Father. Father, first of all, in thanksgiving. Father, thanking you for this day. Thanking you, Father, for all the benefits that you brought our way. Thanking you, Father, for waking us up this morning and sending us on our way. Father, thanking you for allowing us to go to our jobs this morning. Thanking you, Father, for allowing us to the young people to go to their schools this morning and to get an education. Father, we thank you for the beautiful weather we're having, for the cold weather in some places, for the warm weather in others. We thank you, Father, for it all. For Father, we recognize it's you that make all things possible. Father, we come praying for this world in which we live in. We pray for, Father, that it lifts your name up, that it lifts you up in Jesus' name. Father, we come praying for the government. We pray that this government be in the way that it should be led. We pray, Father, that this government never make a law that forbidding us to live for you, never make a law forbidding us to worshiping you, never make a law forbidding us to call on your matchless name. Oh, Father, we come praying for our listening audience. We pray, Father, that if they have an illness that you need to heal, Father, we pray, Father, for your healing power to be over them, Father. We pray for whatever is ailing them, Father, that you will heal them, Father, that you be with them as they are suffering right now, Father. Father, we pray that you give them the comfort that they need right now, Father, to heal their bodies as it be your will, Father. But if it's not your will, Father, we pray that you give them to overcome their feelings and that they may continue on having faith in you, Father. And Father, we come praying for our young people today, Father. We recognize in the world that is so backwards when it comes to you, Father. We pray that they can keep on holding on to your unchanging hands, Father. Father, we come praying for Chatting from the Word program. We pray, Father, that you help us to keep on the air, Father. We pray that others may listen in and see you do this program, Father. And Father, we come praying for the lesson that we have on our hearts this afternoon. We pray that others are listening and may that this lesson may help those to conform to your ways and to your will. And Father, as always, we thank you for Jesus, your Son, who you sent down on this earth to die a cruel death, that we through his unselfish act could have salvation. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And amen. We thank you all for listening. We hope and pray that, as I said in our prayers, that you're learning something, that this program has helped you in so many ways with your Christian walk, and the lessons that we have brought on this program that have been benefiting you and helping you, and that it may be helping others to come to Jesus Christ and to understand the Word of God. Because, as I said, it's important that we all know God and learn God. And we pray that helping someone to come to Christ and to be a part of Christ's body this afternoon. You know, I've been, for a couple of shows, been asking for sponsors. If we can get someone to sponsor our program, that would be good. You know, Brother Oscar, he's not a rich man by no means. But I just have a strong desire to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out there to help people to see Christ and to live for Christ. That's my desire. You can, and you can help Brother Oscar do that. You can help me. Let's hold each other a hand in helping this world in which we live in to see Jesus Christ. And you can help me this afternoon, the broadcast that we're doing on Love Talk Radio. We're in the studio now. So call in if you want to help Brother Oscar. The call-in number is 657-383-0883. And we're also on YouTube. We do a show on YouTube. And if you believe, like I believe, that the world needs to hear Jesus Christ, let's pull our finance resources together and get the word out there, because it's so much confusion in the world today when it comes to religion. If you can help Brother Oscar this afternoon, if you can help Brother Oscar, let your voice be known. Help me out financially if you can. We're not greedy around here. By no means. We just need a little help financially at times. All right. And if you have a desire to let your voice be known, follow us on this program. Follow us on Chatting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio. It would be very much appreciated. And subscribe to us on YouTube. On YouTube, we're doing shows on YouTube. You can see me live, and what I like to say, live in living colors. Yeah, I'm sporting a new do. I'm looking differently, but I just had to shave my hair off a little bit to feel my head, so my head can feel good sometimes. So if you love Brother Oscar, let him know. I love you too, Brother Oscar. I love the way you're looking nowadays. Forgive Brother Oscar, I just had to say that. But tune us in and listen to us and see us on YouTube. We hope and pray that you are enjoying the programming that we're putting on YouTube and on Blog Talk Radio. Please join us. Please listen to our program. If you don't call in, that's fine, because we are also broadcasting it on different entities. We're going to Facebook. We're going to Twitter. We're going to LinkedIn. We're going to all these sites that you can really listen to us on if you don't call in today. But if you want to call in, you can call in at any time between 2 and 2:30. That's the time we are having our program. And the call-in number is 657-383-0883. And you can always contact us with that. You can always contact me. I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me and talk with Brother Oscar. You can always email me at oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Or you can visit my webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com, and leave a line or two. But while you at the book, at my webpage, visit my online bookstore. I've authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Both books, either book, are selling at $21.50, and if you want both books, it's $43. So we hope and pray that you do order a book from Oscar Publishing, and when you order a book, you also are helping our ministry here is Chatting from the Word. And we hope and pray and we beg you to order you a book. Go to my webpage, put your order in. Put your order in. And if you want to leave a Brother Oscar a line or two in the bookstore, I mean on the webpage, you can do that. You're welcome to do that. And as I've been saying for a couple of days, that this is going to be our last day this week coming on, since we are in celebrating of Thanksgiving and giving thanks. But you know what? You can also use this time to listen to the old shows. Allow your friends to listen to the old shows. Or you can get it on YouTube. Pull us up on YouTube while you are celebrating Thanksgiving, while you have a house full of people. This is the time to help those to come to Jesus Christ. If you have a spirit of evangelizing, if you want to see the world to know, if you want to see the world to come to Jesus, sit down at the table, allow them to listen, allow them to see us on YouTube. This would be a good instrument and a good time to tell others about Jesus Christ. All right. The lesson today, I've been thinking about, of course, the world is talking about Thanksgiving. And we want to send our lessons around Thanksgiving. And since the world is so in the spirit of Thanksgiving, in the spirit of eating together a meal, this is a good time to come together and talk about Jesus Christ. And that is what we want to center our lesson, our last lesson for this week on Thanksgiving. And as I always said, I appreciate those that have a copy of God's Word. And you all who do not have a copy, go get your copy. We're going to give you some time because we're going to talk long today. Go get your copy of God's Word because you can read along with us and see what we're talking about today. So go get your copy of God's Word and we give you a little time to do that. Go ahead, go get your copy. And as always says, those getting a copy, as always at this time, I always love bringing God's Word to you and to your hearing and in your company at this time of the day. I know some is not listening at this time, but I'm always broadcasting it. So I'm always enjoying bringing lessons to you. Don't think Brother Oscar think is your burden, because you're not. I always love talking about the Word of God. So, all right, those that had to go get the Word of God, I hope you're back, and we're going to read from 1 Timothy 4 today. 1 Timothy 4, and we're going to read from verse 1 to about verse 6. Here Paul says, Paul writes, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and a good doctrine whereto thou hast obtained. Giving, receiving with thanksgiving. We know today the world is so polluted with doctrines of devils. Brother Oscar can put it like that. The world is so polluted today with so many different doctrines, with so many beliefs, with so many doctrinal beliefs. The world is so divided in so many ways, religiously, politically, and all sorts of ways. But you know what is so good about this season? The good thing is, as we said on yesterday, we need to do this more, is to meet at the table and break bread. At least we can break bread at Thanksgiving time and talk about Jesus Christ. We don't do that too much today. We don't meet at the table as much as we once did. But Brother Oscar thinks it's good for the family to get together and meet at the table to have a meal and to give thanks to Jesus Christ. You know, many of us, as I said on yesterday, think that this is the only time to give thanks. But no. No, it's not. We should be giving God thanks on a daily basis. We should give God thanks when to wake us up in the morning. We should give God thanks for our health and strength. We should give God thanks for the blessing of a home, of the food we eat, the clothes on our backs. And we should give thanks for brotherhood and for bringing us together in the body of Christ. We should never stop giving God thanks. And here Paul said here, some is teaching that we should not eat meat. But here Paul is saying that for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Oh, many are worried about eating pork on Thanksgiving. Many are worried about eating turkey on Thanksgiving. But here Paul says, nothing should be refused if it's done with thanksgiving. In giving thanks and sanctified by the word of God. And I believe that too. Enjoy your time with your family, giving thanks to God. Enjoy that turkey. Enjoy the ham. Enjoy the good cornbread dressing and all the fixings that come along with it. But when you're meeting at the table of love, talk to your families who do not know Jesus Christ. We're going to end it here. And as I said, it was nice chatting with you today. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the time that we have today. Father, we pray for each listener, Father. We pray that they have a good time on this holiday enjoying Thanksgiving. And we pray, Father, for each listener that they will continue on remembering about your benefits and how great you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I said, it was nice chatting with you today from the Word of God. Goodbye, and we see you next week. Bye-bye.